At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. You know Judge Frank Caprio? He's that old-timer who, whenever he's like a really nice judge. He's always like lenient. He tries to look past these petty offenses that people have had made. He died. I loved that guy. This is the best of Judge Frank Caprio right here.
We're talking about your father, right? Now, you're going to say guilty or not guilty? What do you say?
Guilty.
Guilty.
All right, Carrie, let me tell you how I feel about it. You paid enough money for the tow. I'm not going to charge you anything for the ticket.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, honestly.
Honestly, now.
Good luck.
Thank you, sir.
You went through about 15 red lights to get the pizza there on time.
6 years of pizza delivery.
6 years of pizza delivery. So you deliver a $20 pizza and you're paying $85 for a fine.
Oh, yeah.
The math doesn't make sense.
I know, it's tough. It's tough business.
How do you handle this case? It's 0.3 seconds. Do you give him the benefit of the doubt, right? Or do you say, hey, 0.3, pay the fine? What do you do?
I'll give him the benefit of the doubt.
Because it's your husband.
And he has to take me to dinner.
Oh.
That's the deal.
Well,
I have to agree with her, Your Honor.
Anyway, a judge passed away. I was bummed out with that news. This is the judge from not that long ago. I guess he was on some TV station. And he's just a sweet dude. This is the judge.
But I don't know what the future holds. I don't know. So I tell you, enjoy every minute of your life.
Oh, God, he's making the babe cry. Astrid Rivera.
Sometimes in life, we take things for granted. We have a nice life. We have a great position. We're in positions of authority. We have nice families. We have nice friends. That's wonderful, as long as it lasts. But you never know. You never know from one day to the next what life will bring.
Oh, he could totally finger blast her right now, I guarantee you.
And so, enjoy what you have. Be kind to people.
Sometimes.
Take care of your families.
Most of the time. Yeah, I cannot endorse all those comments. Let's back that up here. Enjoy what you have. Okay.
What you have.
Well, yes, enjoy what you have, unless it's a fraud bus. Like, I don't want to, I'm not going to enjoy the fraud bus.
Be kind to people.
When they deserve that type of treatment. It's be kind to people who need to be treated with kindness and be an asshole to those who don't. That's my advice. I would say that if I'm on my deathbed, if I'm at this stage of the game, I would say, be kind to people who are, you should be kind to, and fuck everybody else. I would always add that type of caveat. There's no way I could say it like that, like he is saying it.
Take care of your families.
Take care of your families unless they stab you in the back. Like, I am no stranger to estrangement, your old pal EZ. Be kind to your fair. Take care of your families unless they're not worth taking care of. That's what I say, you know? So if I'm on my deathbed, I want somebody playing a sweet piano, and I'm going to say shit like this. I got to be true to me. I'm 55 years old. The game has been good to me. So I'm not going to sit here like the judge and kiss everybody's ass. All right. Well, anyway, he died. That chick, she loves him. He's a sweet old man. Frank Caprio. R.I.P. The judge will be missed. Nick is referencing guy at the Philadelphia Library. I used to play football here. That's what Nick says. He sounds like the guy that was sad that they were tearing his library down. Dave says this is standard old man voice. Tyler says, take care of your family unless the crazy stepdad soaps a three-year-old's mouth. Then fuck that guy. David says, I never heard of this guy, but he sounds cool. Tyler says, yeah, he had some sort of a show, but it was on some random channel. Yeah, he absolutely was. I remember seeing him and I videos of him when I'm like thumbing through my feeds. I wasn't paying attention because I was focusing on something else. Then I heard, I used to play football here. I don't know who that person is. What does it say? OBIX. OBX 22. Who are you? Oh, it's Scotty G. Yeah, of course. Anyway, so that guy, I love that dude. I wonder what my voice is going to sound like when I get really old like that. Like if I get, let's say I'm doing the podcast at like 87 years old. How I'm going to sound. I just hope my voice doesn't fade. Become tired and weak. That'd be so bad. I get the feeling now as I age that I am starting to feel it in my voice. Like if I am doing PA work or even if I just voice track the radio station, the oldies radio station, I feel it. I'm like, what the fuck? What? I've never, ever felt like my voice was straining. But nowadays, in general, when I'm announcing Big 101.3, and because my voice when I'm doing like DJ shit, just into the music, out of the music, I'm pushing a little bit more air volume through my voice. Big 101.3 and Big 101.3, the fun hits, you know, that's Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. It's a little bit more forceful. It's about the same voice, but I'm definitely moving more air. And it starts to hurt. If I'm doing PA work at the Griffins game, sometimes it's painful. Now, when I do this show, it's not. But I think that it's starting to show, my voice is starting to show signs of fatigue easier. Speaking of age, we have another really old person. Now, you got the lady in Michigan. I forget her name. She just turned 114 on the 4th of July. The lady who they paraded her around. They brought the big potato because she says she likes to eat potatoes. This woman just celebrated her 116th. She is Ethel Caterham. Caterham. Of course she's an Ethel. That's such an old school name, Ethel. It could only have been given to someone in 1909. On this day in 1909, Ethel Caterham was born. And look, I know that the lady in Michigan, I got to get this picture of her, Michigan's oldest resident. Bonita Gibson. Bonita Gibson is 114, and you know, she's been through a lot. She doesn't look that great at all, as you would expect when you're 114 years old. For example, this is Bonita. She kind of looks like Freebeer. You know, I mean, like if in about 5 years, she could maybe, or Greg could maybe start to look, if he changes his hair again, he might have the same type of, I don't think it's that far off. Bonita's hair definitely looks better. And she's 114. But this other chick, she is, look at it. Ethel Caterham is 116. In this still picture, she's screaming at the black kids to get off the lawn. Okay, maybe not there. They caught her at a bad moment. It looks like she's actually filling her pants as she's speaking there. But she is 116. Somebody died not that long ago to make her the oldest. She lives in the community of Surrey, England, in the UK. Ethel and her family are so grateful for all the kind messages. Guinness marked the occasion with a message. We honor her record-breaking life. Some nun passed away. And so that now makes her the oldest. God, I just can't imagine. They're having the obligatory party for her, and it looks to be a good affair. You got to go with the balloons, a 116. Okay. I can't imagine living that long. Chris K says, except she didn't say black kids. We don't know that. We don't know exactly what she said. Happy birthday to Ethel. Definitely the most attractive 116-year-old. I think she's got one of those Harry Potter horcruxes around her neck. You know, I think you're supposed to rip that off her neck and stab it with the basilisk tooth in order to, you know, draw away the demons of Tom Riddle. That's your Harry Potter reference for the day. This is a cool clip. Chicago Cubs and Milwaukee Brewers are playing baseball the other night. They need this guy for the Milwaukee Brewers to hit into a double play. So they make a play prediction. And this is how it goes. This is fantastic.
Mentioned somewhat flippantly yesterday, I feel like at least once a game, William Contreras hits a ground ball to shortstop. Now, this would be an ideal time for that to happen.
you did. Jenny, how about this? If he hits a ground ball to short, start the 6-4-3. Yeah, that's strike. Will you buy Monty sticks for everybody at the corner tap?
Absolutely. Right.
We don't know if they have mozzarella sticks at the corner tap. The 1-1 outside. I'll go halvesies with you.
Okay.
Yeah. Frelick at second, Collins at first, one out. 3-1 Cubs.
On the coming up, baby. Short.
Let's go.
Mozzarella sticks for everybody.
Yeah. Corner tap bro meet up.
Well, that's fun.
Flip it and fire it.
Oh, you gotta love that. I can get behind that. That's funny shit. Let's go!
Frelick at second, Collins at first, one out. 3-1 Cubs.
On the coming up, baby! Short.
Let's go!
Mozzarella sticks for everybody!
Yeah!
All right. That, I like that a lot. Patrick says, Cubs have won 3 straight. Fuck the Brewers. Tyler says, that's great. Hang a salami. Hell, hang a salami on a one-ton gal. He did it. That is the palindromes bit. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to want to avoid a certain shrimp product. The Food and Drug Administration is warning that if you buy a certain shrimp product at Walmart, you know, like you like a recall might be like E. coli or whatever. Maybe a foreign subject or a foreign object may have fallen into the bagging area, so they'll have a recall. But this is unique because the shrimp that they're recalling are radioactive. Possible contamination with raw frozen shrimp sold at Walmart with cesium-137, a radioactive isotope. That begs a question. What in the world, what situation is it normal to have radioactive material in food processing? U.S. Customs and Border Protection alerted the FDA about the contamination detected in shipping containers at 4 U.S. ports. Testing on frozen shrimp from the distributor Indonesia's BMS Foods tested positive for radioactive material. No, I take it back. Oh, wait a minute. It says testing on frozen shrimp from the distributor tested positive. However, no shrimp have tested positive, have entered the U.S. Okay. Hasn't entered the U.S. food supply, they don't think. But when they were at the port, they're like, oh, God, his shit's radioactive. Just to think that of all the things that they have to test for, who, I bet you they'd be like, did we never thought we'd have to test food for being radioactive. So they're recommending a recall on these products that are in the Great Value line of foods. Great Value is the Walmart brand. You've seen those? Like, they always put the Great Value brand next to the name brand. If you have recently purchased raw frozen shrimp from Walmart that matches this description, throw it away. The FDA said it is working with distributors and retailers that received the shrimp from BMS Foods to recommend that firms conduct a recall. They said they determined the shrimp from BMS Foods violates the Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act, may be contaminated. Cesium is a soft, flexible, silvery white metal that becomes liquid near room temperature but easily bonds with chlorides to create a crystalline powder. External exposure to large amounts of cesium-137 can cause burns, acute radiation sickness, and even death. God damn. That's like those, there was just that person that was busted trying to, at Detroit's Metro Airport, trying to sneak in something, some type of foreign agent. And their argument was, well, no, it's okay. It's because I'm a professor at the University of Michigan. And I guess that person was. But they ended up busting the person, concerned that they were bringing in some type of foreign agent for poisoning people. And buried in the lead on all of this is that the person who did it is from Wuhan, China. You know, the birthplace of COVID. Rebecca says shrimp collected from the cooling ponds at Chernobyl. Molly says maybe they were trying to poison us. Well, that's what I'm thinking. Anyway, be careful with the great value raw shrimp. If you see it, don't use it. Or if you have it, don't use it, you know? Just throw it away. All right. Let's see. We have another educator doing terrible things. Not only are we getting educators doing terrible things, but they're always educators who have won, like, Teacher of the Year. This time we have girl-on-girl action. Adult female accused of doing terrible things with adult, with a child. This is the adult that is accused of this. So Tyler says, terrible. I'll be the judge of that. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that all of you will think that she's guilty as hell and should spend a long time behind bars. And I can totally see why you'd say that.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You just take one look at her, and we've already made up our mind. Alan says innocent. Ugh. A one-time Colorado Counselor of the Year is accused of sexually assaulting a female student over several years and threatened to kill herself if the girl ever came forward. Oh, God. 40-year-old Cassandra Poncelo met her accuser in her high school counseling office in the Poudre School District in Fort Collins, Colorado. We have Cole in Colorado is in the chat right now. Aren't you in Fort Collins? Later began bringing her to her home for sleepovers. According to court documents obtained by the local news channel in Fort Collins.
Craving an
Yeah, I've always wondered, if you have a student, if you have a kid that's attending school, why would you ever let your child attend a sleepover with an adult?
Colorado school counselor is accused of sexually assaulting a student more than 100 times. Fort Collins police arrested 40-year-old Cassandra Poncelo.
Yeah, she's facing multiple felony charges. Nine News' Northern Colorado reporter Amanda Gilbert obtained the affidavit, which shed new details on this case.
Yeah, I read through this 8-page police report today, and I do want to mention it does have some details that are just too graphic to share on TV. We learned Cassandra Poncelo, accused of sexually assaulting a student, worked as a counselor at 8 different Poudre schools over a 17-year career until 2024. The affidavit says a former student, now adult, met counselor Cass in 2016 during her sophomore year of high school, a difficult time in her life. She described alleged sexual assaults that she said happened at the counselor's home. She estimated she'd been assaulted more than 100 times. The victim also told police Poncelo threatened self-harm if she told anyone about what was going on. The counselor now faces 4 felony charges after the former student came forward in July. I did reach out to the Poudre School District, who said
it's too bad the teacher looks to be the most attractive person in this story.
They could not go on camera.
I would have thought this person would have been the one.
Due to this being an ongoing investigation, they did share a statement with me, which reads in part, "These allegations are deeply troubling. The district has fully cooperated with law enforcement throughout the investigation." In Fort Collins, Amanda Gilbert, 9 News.
Again, she's cute.
And
there's no question.
The affidavit also says that Fort Collins police looked into an anonymous third-party report to the Department of Human Services regarding this alleged assault. Police contacted the victim, who at the time denied any type of sexual relationship, but admitted to a close relationship with the counselor. The criminal case was closed then.
Okay. Oh, fuck. Did this happen when we were young? Jesus, you never heard this. Alan says, "Nah, I changed my mind. She's guilty as fuck." Rebecca says, "Prison is not enough." Alan says, "When are these child molesters going to learn the whole 'I'm going to kill myself if you tell' never works?" Nick says, "Easy, it happened to you." Yeah, I don't know. I mean, sure, a man touched my ding dong, but it was just him trying to like get me to hurry up to get away from the urinal. If it was anything, it was just step one of the grooming. Like if I turned around and said, "Hey, don't stop there," or "Hey, let me put this in your mouth," then yeah. But I can't really say that what happened to me was the same thing as what happened, you know, to that lady. What? I'm trying to talk you all out of that out of what that guy did to me. I'm like trying to defend him. It's no big deal. Linda says, "Why did he wake you up in the first place?" Yeah, you're right. He probably knew what he was doing. He just wanted to, but I don't think he wanted to like have sex with me. I think he just wanted to touch a little kid dick. And he did. He did. He wanted to touch kid dick. The instructions were clear. If you want to get up in the middle of the night at summer camp, tie a sock on the end of your bed. I said, "Well, that's not me. I don't want anybody to wake me up. Hey, Eric, come on, get up. It's time to go to the bathroom." And I'm like, I don't have to go. "Come on. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do, Eric." I was 10. He led me to the pisser, and I'm just standing there not even going, "Here, come on, shake it off. You got to put it away." And he touched my penis. He put it back into my little undies. "Pull your pajamas up, Eric." And then away I went. That's all that happened. Maureen says, "You were fondled." Molly says, "Easy, what the hell?" Yes, it is. Rebecca says, "Bro, that's assault." Nick says, "He would have gone to prison for a decade or more." Tyler says, "It could have been worse. He could have stuck his finger up Easy's ass to push the urine out quicker." Oh, my God. I can't believe he wrote that. Linda says, let's find him. What's his name? Okay, his name is, it's either, its first name is Chris. Last name is Pawson. Like a dog's paw, Pawson. But I don't know if it's Paul. It could be Paulson. I've done this before. I've looked for this person before. P-A-U-L-S-O-N. Or it could be Paulson, P-A-W-L-S-O-N. But and he would be, so if I was 10, he was probably 24, 25 maybe. So that means he would be about 70 right now. Where was he from? I don't know. Couldn't tell you. The camp was in the Thumb of Michigan. Molly's never heard this story. She says, did you tell anyone, EZ? Oh, my God, I'm so freaking sorry, dude. Well, I, my brother was also at the camp. And so I said, hey, this happened. And he's like, what? So we went home from the camp when it was done, and I told my mom. Now, this is where it gets even more weird, in my opinion, because if my kid told me that, I would call the police. But my mom did not call the police. She called our priest because this was a Catholic camp. It's still there to this day. It's called Camp Ozanam. O-Z-O-Z-A-N-N-A-M spells Ozanam. Ozanam! And it was run by the St. Vincent de Paul Society. Nick says, oh, good Lord, lucky he didn't molest you too. That's the worst person to call. Well, at the time, we didn't know that. You know, the Catholic thing hadn't been exposed yet. So we sat down with the priest and we told him. So it was me, my mom, and the priest. This is not the best parenting by my mother. And then that is the only person who was ever informed of this. And it was never spoken of again. And there was never a discussion about it after that. And it wasn't until I was in my 30s, maybe 40s, that I realized that that was a bad thing. Is that not the craziest thing ever? Donko with a great crack. The priest just laughed and said, that ain't molesting. I'll show you molesting. The priest is now deceased. Deceased priest. Maureen says, Tyler was right. The guy's a retired priest. Tyler says, it's outside the statute of limitations. We can laugh about it now. Rebecca says, was it a Catholic camp yet? Yeah, yes. The church just moved him to a different camp so he could fondle more kids. Yes. All of that happened. Linda says, I'll do a deep dive on this later. You should do a Reddit post under an alias saying, was anyone ever fondled by Chris Paulson at Camp Ozanam? I guarantee you'll get responses. Where would I post it under? Like, what is there a subreddit that I should go to? I will do this because you told me to do this. Maybe it'll be something we could talk about. Linda says Catholic pervert subreddit, LOL. All right. I would love to do that. Will I? Probably not. Because, you know what? I'm busy. Stevie says, ask Reddit. Badger says, our parents weren't millennials. Maureen says, well, if we're doing aliases, you could post it you could post it, MLL, Murder Lover Linda. Okay. That's all my molesting talk for the day. I have nothing more to say about molesting. Thank you to Laura, who writes in and says, I will never take a cruise. I guess there was a massive brawl on a Carnival cruise. Disturbing footage captured the moment that a massive melee broke out on a Carnival cruise ship among fuming passengers, seemingly upset over chicken tenders. The violence among about two dozen brawlers erupted aboard the Carnival cruise Sunshine at about 2 a.m. Monday, the last day of its voyage, as the ship was headed back to Miami, according to a passenger who filmed the entire thing. Let's take a look at this. See if we've got anything good. I always love to break down a fight video. Here we go. Okay, the security guard's running away. He's like, this is awful. This is an aggressive fight. We have wild swings. Lots of... You got young people there. So these guys, you know, they have a lot of energy. They can fight and throw wild punches with the best of them.
Over chicken tenders is crazy.
Okay, now see that dude. Over chicken tenders, it's crazy. All right, I don't want to. Online commenters reacted with a mix of shock, sarcasm. All right, that's, and then there's this one. This is another fight at a Carnival cruise. Who knows what they're fighting about in this one? But yeah, that's, Laura's absolutely right. That there's no reason to ever do this. I cannot believe that people actually spend their hard-earned money on these cruises. Badger says, wasn't the Montgomery brawl this month? Yes, it was. It was. And it came and went. We just missed the anniversary of that. I remember I was talking about it earlier in the year and thought that we had missed it, but we hadn't. It was in August. 1 year. It seems like longer ago. Yeah, you wouldn't be able to catch me taking a cruise. Screw that. Kuipers likes taking those damn cruises. I'm like, God, I don't know, Kevin. There's so much I'd rather do, like pick up sticks. Next week, I will be picking up sticks. I'm doing broadcasts Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Thursday and Friday, I will have best of material available for you. This is like the last hurrah. I didn't really take a long-term vacation this year. I take it back. There was 1 week that there was no podcasting on the platform, but I was up north actually going to work every day, and we didn't go to a faraway place. So who knows? By the way, I've been toying with the idea that I think one of you suggested it might have been Aram. And I know my brother-in-law, Mike, suggested this to me. And they're like, yeah, just use the RV. Keep using the RV. And I'm resisting the urge to take the fraud bus out of retirement right now. But it will be just like me to lose sight of the nightmare that is the fraud bus. Take it off the market and start using it again. It hasn't seen any miles since May, and not so much as a sniff or two has come across anybody interested in buying the fraud bus. Aram says, I suggested to have Nick the electrician keep it for a while and work on any issues it has. No, I can't do that. I don't want a fucking hillbilly tromping through the inside of that thing. Chris says, if you use it, something else will break and you'll have to clean it again. Nick says, you need to bring it where the big trees are if you get my drift. Alan with, just bring it up north permanently. Then you don't have to build. The thing about those things, they're so fragile. Like, even just the roof. If they stay out in the sun for like a day, you can actually get some of those seals, the caulk around like the skylights, can actually pop and you can have a leak that quickly on those things. Badger says, keep using it. It provides content for us, so keep it. You know, and I get that. I can appreciate that. It sure has. Borculo Josh says it already has hillbilly fixes. Yeah, right now it's still for sale. But, I mean, and it's going to stay that way. It's such a painful endeavor. It's just sitting there doing nothing, and I have to put a lot of money into it every single month just to make the goddamn payment. I don't think I'll ever outrun this. Such a terrible feeling. Rebecca says the content it provides should be a tax write-off. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's my mobile studio, you know. Okay. On this edition of the show, I want to thank Adam Kasari Realty. If you are thinking about selling your home or you want to buy one, Adam is the realtor of choice in West Michigan. 616-914-4061. That's 616-914-4061. Oakland Auto Detail. Follow them on Facebook. If you want your car cleaned outside and inside thoroughly, a fine detailing on your vehicle to bring it back to life, perhaps you want to go all in and get ceramic coating type of protection on it, Oakland Auto Detail is who you should call. 616-510-3470. That's 616-510-3470 for Oakland Auto Detail. Finally, Kuiper Tree Care. 616-828-8225. If you have a tree down, they can take care of you. Maybe you've got some tree trimming in your future. Maybe you need a stump ground down. Maybe you just think that tree looks like shit. You want them to prune it up for you. They can do it. K-U-I-P-E-R, KuiperTreeCare.com. For more information, call or text 616-828-8225. If you have any suggestions for the asshole of the day, by all means, now is the time. Rebecca says, park it up north, build a canopy over it to protect it from the sun and other weather. Nick says, definitely the best move to get the most use. Probably you just have to drive a regular car too as well. I don't know. I'm pretty sick of the thing. All right. Asshole of the day today. It's not going to be free beer. Free beer because of his hair. We love free beer because of his hair. That brings us a great amount of joy. Chris says, free beer's hairstylist. No, we support that. Nor can we make it the nose for demanding to get that haircut. We love her for that. It's got to be the female pedo that we talked about just a handful of minutes ago. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for being part of the Eric Zane Show podcast. I'll be back with you on Patreon a little while later. For now, though, have a good one. Talk to you tomorrow right here.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.